Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all for braving all the bikes on 6A. If you had any trouble with the Pan Mass Challenge, we're so grateful you're here. At the very beginning of the gospel lesson, Jesus says to the people who are listening to him, "Do not be afraid, little flock." This tells me that they must have been afraid about something, right? He wouldn't have said that if he wasn't experiencing in them some kind of fear. Fear is one of those human emotions and responses that comes to us, and actually all beings, not just humans, unbidden. Just yesterday, little Charlie, who's 5 and a half, he'll tell you, and a friend of his were having a play date in our backyard, you know, going around doing little boy things. And we have some chickens who were over toward the side of the yard just happily eating bugs and pecking around. Well, at some point, the boys started chasing each other, and they came whipping around the side of the garage, running as fast as they could. And for the chickens, I guess they look like giant foxes, because all of a sudden, all of the chickens, you know, blasted. They actually flew. I don't know if I've ever seen the chickens fly. They actually flew into the bushes. It was an immediate fear response. Just last week, Teddy was home from camp, my 12-year-old, and he's gotten quite tall over the summer. So I was walking around the corner from the dining room into the kitchen, and I walked into the kitchen and Teddy was standing there, and I had one of those full-blown like jump and scream fright responses because he looked like a man standing in my kitchen. It really scared me in that moment. Or Miles used to work with a colleague who was so afraid of spiders that if she would walk to her front door in the morning and see a spider on the screen, she would actually call in sick because she was so fearful and not wanting to deal with that spider in any way. So I think when Jesus is saying to his flock, "Do not be afraid, little ones," he's not trying to deny the fact that as human beings, we have those moments of intense fear in our lives. Now, those are all smaller circumstances. We also have fear around your health or the health of your loved ones, around finances, around the state of our nation, and the way this political discourse continues to decline. There are so many things that come into our lives and can trigger that fear response in us. We all know what that feels like, where we get hit in our guts, our heart starts to beat fast. We might even have a recoiling experience when we experience fear. Jesus, as a human being, certainly experienced fear. So I wonder if perhaps what Jesus is saying to us is not, "Do not become afraid," because we all become fearful at various times. I wonder if he is pleading, exhorting the disciples, "Do not be afraid," in the sense of do not lead fearful lives. Do not be a person of fear. There's a distinction between being a fearful person and being a person who has a response of fear, but then moves through it and into a life of trust and wholeness and goodness and acceptance of what the world can bring. It's a very subtle distinction, but I think it's critical for us as Christians and as, you know, anybody trying to live in a world that is uncertain we don't know what's going to be around the next corner in our lives. In almost every religious tradition, there has been a teaching that goes something like this, and non-religious traditions too. Aristotle is obviously a Greek philosopher who made this very popular. The idea being, when you have a thought, it ends up coming out in words. The words often then shape your actions. Your actions can build on themselves and become a habit. And then your habits ultimately shape your character and the kind of person that you are becoming in the world. So if I have a fear response, if I have a thought, oh my gosh, there's a spider, because I'm not fond of spiders, and I say to myself, I'm afraid of spiders, and then I jump back and call in sick to work, that's creating in me a habit of allowing something this tiny to shape my entire day. And then I become a fearful person, because then what happens if you're at the grocery store and you see a spider, or wherever you are you see a spider? You develop the habit and the character of being fearful about spiders. I actually heard a psychologist one time giving a lecture about one of his clients who not only started with those kinds of phobias, but then it wasn't just spiders, that was all insects. It wasn't insects, it was germs, so then she wouldn't leave the house unless she was wearing gloves. Then it became so it wasn't just germs that she would touch, but germs in the air, so then she wouldn't leave her house. Then in her own house, she began to get very fearful about different parts of her house, and it got to the point that she was so paralyzed by fear she wouldn't get out of bed. This is the kind of fear that I know we all come to at some point in our lives. Perhaps not that dramatic, but where we let the thoughts and the words and the actions and the habits gain so much momentum in our lives that we are fearful people and not people of love and trust and goodness and joy and all of the fruits that Jesus promises to us. So whatever the area is in your life that brings you some fear, it may be a small one or it may be quite significant at this point in your life. I invite you to simply go to our Lord, to Jesus, and acknowledge the fear. Lord, I'm fearful about my health. I'm fearful about my finances. Help me to change my thoughts and my actions and my words and my habits. Help me to be a faithful person, trusting in you, and not be afraid. Jesus promises his disciples, his little flock, whom he teaches with such tenderness and love. He promises the kingdom. Kingdom of God when they are not afraid. So may we all find that courage within us to take those fears to Jesus and allow him to turn our hearts and our minds and our souls toward him in trust, knowing that the abundance of that kingdom is our birthright as well.